Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Sugyas, but they're based, they're coming off pshat. And always, when you study pshat well, you'll see what the rebbe's are. They're just tzaddikim. They're not trying to be sense of humor. The Baal Shem didn't say, I'm chassidish, I'm going to say chassidish pshat. He was just a tzaddik studying Torah. The Ishbitzer didn't say he's chassidish, he was a tzaddik. Now, you don't have to go with what he said, the Torah, the different tzaddikim learning Torah. We're going to talk about it now. We're going to get into the different tzaddikim learning. I want to get into it based on today. What is today? So today, one of the things that happened today is called the Septuagint, the Targum Shivim. What's the Targum Shivim? There was a Greek king, Talmai, who asked Chachamim to translate the Torah. And they translated the Torah. It happens to be they made changes, which is wild. They made changes. Hashem made an ace. They were each put in their own cubicle. The Goyim are always, it's very fascinating. The Goyim are always fascinated with Yidden. And they assume, when Goyim accuse us, there's right now in America, there's a swelling of tainas on Yidden from the right, like out of nowhere, from the right, there's people coming and attacking Yiddishkeit. Understand whenever they attack Yidden, what they're really attacking with us is us and the Torah and us. They're saying the Torah is anti-Semitic, anti-Goy. It trains them, us, to hate Goyim, to be separate from Goyim. It's anti-Goy. That's always the Taina. Us and Torah, Torah. Yisrael v'ayrei sechadu. Us and the Torah are one and the same. An attack on us is an attack on our Torah. Did anybody here ever hear of the blood libel in Russia? It's considered the last blood libel. The Yid's name, I'm gonna say his name, tip of my tongue. The last blood libel was a guy, Bayless, Mendel Bayless. Thank you, Ryan Ramsey. I want guys to know things. Don't be ignorant. The last, thank you. I want you to hear this. David and Shmuel, pull over a chair. Dave, I love you. Pull over a chair. I want you to hear this, Shmuel. From the last, I call it the last blood libel. It's really, right now we're going through a blood libel. What's being said in Gaza is a blood libel. Calling Israel genocidal is literally a blood libel. In the history of the world, a country attacked the country, killed a lot of people, and the country fights back, and you don't tell us when to end. When you say you won't attack us again, it's literally a blood libel, literally. They're saying they'll do it again. That's what Hamas says, we'll do it again and again and again. So then you attack them. So it's funny to say the last blood libel, we have one right now. But Goyim used to say that Yidden murder Christian babies. They put the blood in the matzah. And Mendel Bayless was a Yid in Russia in the early 1900s who was accused. Goyim, it turned out they murdered a Christian baby, a guy, and they blamed it on Mendel Bayless. They said he murdered the baby to put the blood in the matzah. That's the claim. Now, just that they make, you could just say they're so stupid. It's very complex. The claims, remember, the matzah is our freedom and our existence in our creation. And they're saying Christian blood is in our matzah. Now, if you just want to, they're so stupid. Millions and millions and millions of Goyim believe this. They're saying something. Now, if you think they're stupid, what is the place we receive the Torah called? Har Sinai. What does Sinai mean?
Sinai.
Hatred. Misham yard the sin alaylam. From Kabbalah Satira, hatred came to the world. These are very deep things. By the way, our very exist. We're a chosen nation. I have a relative who's not yet from, and she can't stand that we say we're the chosen people. It irks her to no end. Arrogance, chosen people. We're Kehanim, Amleches Kehanim, a nation of Kehanim. It's wild what we claim. Now, are we anti-Goy? Zero. First of all, we like Goyim. If you see attitudes in our community against Goyim, that's just from the Holocaust. We're not, my Rebbe, Rev Hirsch, where I come from, a Yid's not anti-Goy, that's crazy. To be anti, it's a Mishnah. This is not like a very debatable point. Chaviv in Adam, Shenivra B'Tzelem. A guy's a Tzelem Alekim. A guy's precious. If I would catch a guy in yeshiva being mean to Alan, I would kill the guy. I would really be upset. I don't even like humor. I don't humor. Alan's my friend. I don't humor him. He happens to be a very special person. When he's drunk or something, that's a challenge. I feel badly. I wish we can help him go sober. He's a very good person. A very good person who has a journey, who actually cares about the school. He's up 6 in the morning, Shabbos morning, trying to clear the snow. He cares about this place. This is a guy, his salary is very little. It's about $300 a month. He's paid little. He's not been well. He doesn't work very hard. He gets free house and board, which is worth a lot. He gets food. He has no needs. This man, for 8 to 10 months, gave me $100 out of the $250 he makes. $100. More than a fifth that I should use it for guys in yeshiva who have needs. Just to know who you're talking about. Somebody could laugh all they want. About 10, I didn't want to take from him. He insisted. And I used it for guys in yeshiva. He would give me $100,000. He makes $250. Find me a person. That's from, by, of course he's impacted. He worked in a yeshiva. I'd be embarrassed if he didn't become a big person. He lives here. He used to listen to speeches. He became a big person. Of course, obviously, he's around the yeshiva. It's like not a chiddush. The nurse prays here every single morning, shachris. Comes an hour early to pray and believes in Hashem. Told me he became a maimon b'Hashem here. Of course. He's in a yeshiva. It would be weird not to. Obviously, he's in a yeshiva. He's been inspired. He's moved, obviously. So when the Goyim say about our Torah and we murder Christians, there's something we can like chuckle at it and make fun of it. It's a very complex point. We're chosen people. What does that mean? What does that make the Goy? So what's he? He's not the chosen one. Typically, historically, not the chosen one. Okay, so we're lower than. Now the only problem is, do we have any Kehanim here? Are any of us Kehanim? Yomi's a Kayan. Is that like bad for the rest of us? What's the Kayan's job? His job is a job of service for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Yerem Mishpatach LeYakov, to serve, to teach. Is having Kayhanim a knock on the rest of Klal Yisrael? No. He has a task. We're called a Mamleches Kayhanim, a nation of Kayhanim. By the way, you know what's weird about our time? You could become a Kayan. Now, by the way, the Rambam says any Yisrael can become a Kohen too. The Rambam writes in Shemitah v'Yovel that if a person wants to become a Kohen, you won't get the Aliyah of Kohen. You probably get it before him. It depends on the matzah, their cases. A Gadol Adar, you become a Talmud Chacham, a teacher of Torah. You have the stature of a Kohen. Teach Torah in many ways has the stature of a kohen. That's why we stand up for a Talmud Chacham. So the Rambam writes, anybody, Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, anybody who wants can become a kohen. By the way, any guy can become a Yid. Any guy can become a Yid, 100%. People get so confused because we dissuade. We just want to make sure they're serious. You don't want somebody to become a Yid and not be a Yid. Any guy can become a Yid. Do we say a guy should? I don't tell... The nurse here, Ralph, I don't tell him to become a Yid. Now this confuses people because why should he become a Yid? Be a guy and serve Hashem. Yiddishkeit's for a guy also. Guys, understand this, that we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash. We just did Slichas this morning. We said a Pasuk. They're going to bring Karbanos in our Beis HaMikdash. Millions of Goyim. If you're an anti-Goy person, deal with it. Goyim are going to line up. Arabs, Jews, Muslims, Christians, they're going to line up and bring Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash by the millions.
Okay, just don't kill
me. 100%.
Don't gas me.
100%. 100%. I'm not excluding...
What?
They're oilus. Vizivchehem, Luratz Nal Mizbchi. That's what the Pasuk's talking about. It's saying that Goyim are going to come to the Beis HaMikdash. They have Yosim al Harkach, Vizimach the Beis Tvilasi. It's talking about Goyim. You can look up the Pasuk. It's going on Goyim. Of course, they're going to come to the Beis HaMikdash. The bottom line is that the Yid's job is to elevate the world, is to bring an awareness of Hashem to the world. Now, we are separate from Goyim, because to be true to our mission, Kedoshim Tiyu, we'll move Dalim, we remain separate. But we're a people who care about the world. We care and we're people, a godly people, who want to bring to the world kindness and healing and connectivity to Hashem. That's what we want to bring to the world. But the fact that a guy can misconstrue and see in our being the chosen ones and feel less than, this has been the sug of our history, designed by Hashem. Designed by Hashem. Now, at Mendel Bayless's trial, one of the things, the Goyim, they got a Yid who went off the Derech and they knew Shas, and they were attacking the Shas, saying, you guys are against us. One of their things they quoted the Gemara is, Atem Kruyim Adam, you're called Adam. So they said, what does that make us? If you're called Adam and not Goyim, so that makes us less than a human being, so you can kill us, we're animals. And who answered? The Kavna Rav. The Kavna Rav was very, very involved in the Mendel Bayless. So Yitzchak Hanan Spector, the Goyim, he explained Pshat in when we say Atem Kruyim Adam, that we're, our entirety is called one person. There's a unity of the Yid. The Yid in Svarim, the Tanya speaks about this, where you have no idea how one we are. If I steig, you become frummer. If you steig, I become frummer. We are so one, you wouldn't believe it. Klal Yisrael, real. Your friend becomes a ben Torah. It's like mashpi on you. We're like deeply connected. Tzadikei Adar have thoughts here, and a Tzadik Adar is a thought in the Beis Medrash, and there's some guy in middle of Manhattan who becomes closer to Hashem. It's like Pashut like that. If you read Svarim, if you know spiritually our people, we are really connected. We're called one people. That's Atem Kruyim Adamim. The Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Spector said to the judge, said, we're sitting here in St. Petersburg, and a Yid is on trial. He said, and the gallery is full of people from all across Russia, from out of Russia. He said, do you ever see anything by the Russians? How much they care about each other? And the judge says, I've never seen care like this in my life. He said, we're considered one person. You are considered Goy. What does a Goy mean, a nation? Why do you call a Goy nation, nation, nation? Not here. Nation, 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 nation. Because they're not connected. They're each their own nation. It's Goy. Goy, Goy, Goy. We're Goy Echad. We're one nation. They're all very not connected. They're each their own entity, their own person. That's why we call a Goy a Goy. He's his own person. And Am Yisrael, it's Goy Echad. It's one people. There's a unity that runs very, very deep. The bottom line is that the Goy has always been curious about our Torah. And in their feelings towards us, always want to analyze what does it say in the Torah. So this Talmai commanded the Chachamim to translate the Torah. He locked them in separate cubicles. He didn't want us to change anything in the Torah. Now, there's a really big problem because the Chachamim made changes in the Torah. And the problem becomes, and this all happened today, Asar B'Tavis, I want to talk about what's happened, why we're fasting. We're going to get to it. But Zevi, they made changes in the Torah. Now that's a very big problem, Leli, because the Yam Shel Shleim and Baba Kama. The Yam Shel Shleim Baba Kama, different time, the Romans, this is the Greeks we're talking about, the Romans who followed the Greeks, the Romans said, teach us the whole Torah. They came with guns or with knives and swords. They said, you better teach us the whole Torah. We want to see if it's good. They sent people to the Chachamim. They said, teach us the whole Torah. The Gemara says they perused. They went carefully. Should call it perused. They actually went be'ion through the whole Torah, and they came to a halacha that if our ox scores them, we're pater. If their ox scores us, they have to pay nezek shalom. And they lost it. That would upset a guy. You damage us, you're pater. You don't have to pay. We damage you, you pay nezek shalom. That was really troubling to the guy. They were livid. And they asked, actually, in Maman of Shach, they asked good lamdas. It says, Kiga shar ish shar reyeyu. They said, are we included in reyeyu? It says, if your ox towards your friend's ox, you have to pay. Are we your friend? If we're not your friend, so both ways should be pater. Us to you, you to us. If we are your friend, both ways should be chayiv. How do you figure when your ox scores us, you're pater, because you're not reyeyu. So then when our ox scores you, you're not we're not your reyeyu, we should be pater. They came with big lumdus, like what's going on, and they were very upset. Now the Yam Shel Shleim is how stupid with the chacham, why didn't they change the halacha? Why didn't they tell them that, oh, both ways are chayiv? This is what they were looking for. They came with swords, Dave, to the Beis Medrash and said, teach us Torah. The Chum were very smart, Dave. So why don't we just teach them both ways are chai, both ways are pater, asked the Yamsha Shleima. The Yamsha Shleima is considered the last Rishon we have. Some call him an Achron, I consider him a Rishon. He was the Marshal, in the back of the Gemara is the Marshal. On the bottom of the Marsha, I consider the Marsha a Rishon. Most of Kleisvah considers him a Rishon. The last Rishon. Mamish, from him, you can't argue on Mishainim anymore. Till the Shagasayr. But the last Rishon. So comes, the Shagasayr is an anomaly. He's an Achron who argues on Mishainim, and Kleisvah accepts it. He's like...
You just said about the Yamsha Shleima, like someone asked, he's against the, against the Ritva. He has the right to argue with
Hashem.
That's what they've said on the
Yeah.
Not that.
You see, Klai Yisrael.
He said he has the right
to argue. You see, Klai Yisrael holds that way. It's my favorite sefer in the world, Shagasari. Yeah, Mazer Abtano Pollock. I was trying to give, I have to give that Shagasari. It's my favorite sefer, Shagasari. My father, I got my father a tremendous love, and I have a tremendous love. The Shagasari, this summer, right, Thela, we learned Shagasari. We learned one Shagasari. I always love it. He never is wrong. He's never wrong. And there's one Shagasari, he seems to be wrong. We had a whole fight in the summer. When I say seems to be wrong, I'm not weighing the Shagasari is like up there. But whenever you learn a sugi, he's always right. Like, if you're honest, he's right. And then one place, like, it looked like he, remember this summer, as like, it's so, you can't, there's no such thing with the Shagasari. When you learn a sugi, he's just usually right. That's the bottom. He's like, he's so hard to argue if you're honest, like very hard. But anyway, back to this. The Yamsha Shloime asked that why didn't they just change the halacha? Why didn't they just live the goyim? And the Yamsha Shloime says that you mechuyev to give up your life, not to change one halacha in the Torah. He said, we know the big three. What three mitzvahs are you mechuyev to give up your life for b'chaybim? Gilei arayis, shvichzdam, avodah zarah. The big three. Gili Arayis, not to have us relationships. Shvichas Dam and murder, and Avodah Zarah, those three a Yid has to give up his life for. The Yamshel Shleimah says it's the core four, it's the big four, not the big three. Shmuel, the Yamshel Shleimah says not to change Allah and the Torah, you mechuyev to give up your life. So they weren't allowed to tell the guy the wrong Allah. We can't change the Torah. That's changing that then in the
Torah. It's more like lying. Changing would be actually in real life.
It's amazing. Even to say, amazingly, Yosef, the Yamsha Shleimah is saying this, all of Klal Yisrael's life was at danger. The Yerushalmi says that they decided, the Bavli says that the messenger said that we won't tell on you. Your Torah is so amazing, we won't tell on you. The Yerushalmi, Tosfos brings on the spot in Bava Kamma, says that the messengers decided to tell on us and their ship drowned. Otherwise, Klal Yisrael would have been in the Neuridika Matzav Sakana. So here, remarkably, Yosef, we knew that the entirety of our people's under threat, and we still not allowed to change anything in the Torah.
Was it like Shat Shmad?
Oh, Frecht Yamsha Shleimah and Avram. Frecht Avram. So what's Pshat in today? The Targum Shivim, how did they change something in the Torah? They made changes. You're not allowed to make changes. And they made a number of changes. The Gemara of Megillah speaks out some of the changes they made. How did they make changes? You're not allowed to make a change in the Torah. So explains the Yamsha Shleimah, you can change a din in the Torah. But based on the psukim, the guy would have the wrong understanding, so they switch words that he shouldn't have the wrong understanding. They didn't change any halachas. So they only changed things that he would misconstrue. As a mashal, it says in the Torah, God says to the angels, Nasa Adam, come, let's make man. Now, did Hashem have a partner in constructing the human being? Was there a partner in creation? Shem Echad, Hashem did it himself. Yet the Pasuk says, Nasa Adam, let us make man, as if Hashem was talking to somebody else. Now, we know Chazal teach us that it's a Derech Eretz. Shem made himself. It's a Derech Eretz. He was saying to the angels, you think we should make man? It's a Derech Eretz. And Hashem was teaching us Derech Eretz. But if they taught Talmud like that, he's going to misconstrue it and think that there's Chas V'Shalom more than, he's not going to know Hashem Echad. So they switch Nas Adam. So says the Yamshel Shloimeh, you're not allowed to change a law, Shia. But if you change your words so he doesn't misunderstand, that you're allowed to do. So that's the Yamshel Shleima answers. Now the reality is, so the Chachamim translated the Torah. Now because they translated the Torah, there was considered a deep darkness came to the world. And that's one of the reasons we're fasting today.
What was the Yarg V'Yavor in the...
What?
What was the Yarg V'Yavor for the...
To change a din.
What was it?
To say a new halacha? You can't make a new halacha. That you can't do. So that's why they didn't
want to
change
the din.
That's the Yarg V'Yavor. You're saying where is that from is a good question. Some say flattery. Some say that's this Rav Hanifa. Flattery, the Rabbeinu Yoina writes, is to say on something Aser. It's Mutter, Mutter, it's Aser.
Was like a Chilul Hashem?
Maybe. Some say it's Hanifa. Some say that. You're saying, you have to know why that's Chil Hashem to change from the Torah. Pashat, most say it's Hanifa.
Or is it Shat HaShmad?
No, even that's Hanifa. The Rabbeinu Yoina says, Chayiv Adam L'sakin Atzmai. Why that is so is a Pella. Rabbeinu Yoina writes, for the Isser Hanifa, you have to put yourself in Sakana. That's Rabbeinu Yoina writes. But let's, back here, why is it so sad they translated the Torah? Is Art Scroll? I love Art Scroll. Art Scroll has saved Tyron Klai, helped Tyron Klai Yisrael. Saved is a strong word. They made a massively good impact on Klai Yisrael. What is the problem? I'm going to tell you what hits me. And I want to share something with the Chevra. What is the problem with translating Tyron? They made a translation for Talmai, and we're sitting fasting today. And you understand, we're not talking about something that happened, something that's happening. We're not people who live in the past. My dahav habim, it's present. If there's churban beis hamikdash, it's present. We don't have a mikdash. There's galus. What is this that we're mourning and thinking about? What are we talking about? They translated the Torah. Isn't that nice? Let's sell it. Let's have a copy. What's wrong? What is the tragedy of the Greeks translating the Torah? What's happening? It's so what?
It's ours.
So Lely says intelligent. The guy can't have the Torah. It's ours. Art's all translated into English. So it's ours. Now a guy theoretically can read it in Hebrew, can read English. I don't want to discount what Lely's saying at all. And I want to express that much has been written about this. I only want to share my own observations, but I want you to hear this real. We're sitting in it right now, Azriel. I only call him Matis because Matis now is going to be known as Azriel's brother. But Azriel, is Chus. We have Azriel in the yeshiva. And I want to share with you, but I want you to hear this. Because something small, it's important to me that you hear this. Dave, it's important to me, put on your tefillin. This is kedai to put on tefillin for, I think. I'm going to share something that I think is kedai, I hope. Avram, I want to share this with you. Shi, I want you to hear this. What, pray tell me, I don't want a pshat. I want to, like, what's happening? We're fasting. This is the easiest fast of the year, but I'm not eating my mouth. I have a bad taste in my mouth right now. It's not geschmack. I didn't gargle. I didn't brush my teeth today. But yeah, could be your letter. It says, the Mishmur says, if you're tzar, God, you can. I didn't. Yes.
You can.
Yes, don't be. You can ask. It says if you're very uncomfortable. The Mishabruah says, I'm not so, if I'd be very uncomfortable, I would today. The Mishabruah says, if you're uncomfortable, you can today. So if somebody's uncomfortable, don't feel bad, don't feel guilt. You can gargle, put your head down, and you can do it. The Kitzur Advarim is, Chevra. What I want to ask is the fast, I'm feeling the fast. I don't want to, if you don't feel what I'm telling you, like, what's happening today? What's the darkness? What are we mourning? I shouldn't call it mourning because of fast. What are we doing tshuva? What are we trying to break out of? What's happening? And there was a darkness that descended the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. Today is the 10th. It was 2 days ago, yesterday, and today. And
Septuagint was on the
8th. Yes, 8th, 9th, 10th. Yeah, it was a darkness. Was Yard Olam. The Septuagint was the 8th, 9th, and 10th. 3 days of Chayshach. And today, one of the reasons for the fast is this darkness of the 3 days. What is that? Translation's wonderful. Translation of the Torah. What's the problem? So Lely says the guy was trying to ask. It's our Torah. I'm not discounting what he's saying at all. And there's what to be said about that. That it's our Torah. Torah is ours. It belongs to Am Yisrael. I want to describe something that maybe even shed light on that. I don't know if I'm going to go there today. I have a tire why that connects also. I don't want to discount what Lely said. I want to speak about something. But I want to share as follows. This is incredibly important to me. Art Scroll is not a translation. It bothers me a lot. Somebody told me Art Scroll says this and is Pashut. I beg the guys to know this. If you ever think it's a translation, it's devastating fast again today. And I need you to understand this. I need you to understand this. Don't ever call it a translation. That's tragic. We fast because of that. But I'm going to explain it, and I need you to hear this badly. Art Scroll is absolutely not a translation. It's not what it is. It's a pshat. It's a pshat in the Torah. Art Scroll is people, it's wonderful. You should say pshat them and even write your pshat them down. It's a pshat in the Torah. People study Torah. And Art Scroll is a Talmud Chacham. Somebody studied and said a pshat in the Torah. You can't translate Torah, and I want to explain it. These words that we have in the Torah, every letter, every dot, the way the wet letter looks is Torah. That nobody can, you don't like put Torah to some, this is Torah, the way we have it written. And we study Torah, and each of us connect to the Torah. And there's endless, it's from Hashem, the Torah. And we got this from God, the Torah, and every letter, how the letter looks, how the letter sounds to you, every aspect of that is Torah. Then people study Torah and say pshatim in Torah. You could have a gorgeous pshat in the Torah, and Hashem meant that. Hashem meant that. Hashem, the Ein Sof, Hashem who created all of the creation and meant tremendous secrets in the Torah. Every person's entire story, every nuance of our life is in the Torah. Every insecurity I have, every situation is rooted in Torah. Hafeichba, hafeichba, the kulabah, it's all in the Torah. And the Torah is the words, Bereshis Bara Lekim, Esa Shemayim Vesa Aretz. Every single person's life story is in the Torah, every aspect of our life. When we have, there's no translation of Torah, this is the Torah. People could say pshatim. Art Scrolls of Talmud Chacham's pshat in the Torah. What Yavan want is tzimtzum, is called tzimtzum. What the Greeks want is tell us your best pshat, give us, and that's Torah. They wanted a translation means they wanted a limit Torah. That's why they switched things up. Why are they switching them? Just give Torah. They didn't want Torah. They wanted the pshat. Give us this is Torah and this. Tell us the nicest pshat and that will become Torah. They wanted to take Torah, which is from out of this world, from God, and bring it into this world and create limits in a Torah that's limitless. They wanted to create a tzimtzum. The Torah is remarkably deep. And the way you perceive it is part of Torah. You connecting to the Torah, studying how it hits you, what the Torah is saying. By the way, you learn psukim, different things in your life. The Torah like illuminates. It was designed to be that by Hashem. He knew exactly and knows exactly what we're going through and says this, and it illuminates and lights up each situation, each story of our life. What Yavan did is inconscionable. It's like Chas V'Shalom. They were trying to say, this is Torah. Give me your best pshat. And that's, okay, so you're saying this. No. We have a Torah that's, after we have a Torah that's limitless. That's limitless. We have a Torah, and each person's engagement is a, it's a Torah S'chaim, a living Torah. That each Talmud, each person sits down and contemplates and thinks and connects to it and reads the psukim that never changes and continuously Hashem's talking to us, ever present, ever true. Nobody, so this is what the, this is, when it's interesting to me. Sometimes I was in Camp Heller and there was a Q&A. Somebody asked something about Shabbos. So a Yid said, there's a certain pshat on Shabbos, a certain machshava, he said, that will change your Shabbos. So the kid privately told me, like, he looked it up and it didn't make an impact on him. So I said, understand what he's saying. When he said, this will change your Shabbos, he was, Shabbos is given by God to me. It means I have a shaychus to Shabbos. I'm going to get back to that story in a second. When I learn a Tosfos, I happen to be a competitive person, but there's nothing to do with competitive. Hashem wrote the Torah for me, Dan Kalish. That means I can have an understanding. Hashem wrote a pasuk. That means Daniel Kalish can understand. This pasuk can mean, he wrote it for me. He wrote me the Torah, gave me the Torah. And it means the pasuk can mean something to me, and it's talking to me, and saying something. I need to figure out what's it saying. What's he saying? For my brain, for me, for my experience, Hashem handed me a Torah. Hashem handed me a Torah. It has to be, I can have an Havana, an understanding, a way of connecting to this. It's my Torah, it's your Torah. When this Tzaddik was saying, look up, Shabbos was handed to me, it was a gift from Hashem for me, it means I could have a relationship to Shabbos. It means that I'm shayach to Shabbos. Really, I'm shayach. It bothers me when people say things in Yiddishkeit, we're not shayach to Tisha B'Av. No, if I have a Tisha B'Av, I'm shayach to Tisha B'Av. If I have a Shabbos, I'm shayach. I have Torah, I'm shayach, because Hashem handed it to me. We are extremely shayach to Elul, shayach to Yom Kippur, and you have to work on what your relationship to the thing is, and to develop your own relationship to the thing. I was telling this youngster, when this person says, see this pshat, he's not saying that pshat. I don't know what he's saying, but I'm going to tell you. That pshat, that was his way of relating to Shabbos. He's saying you can also relate to Shabbos and find your connection to Shabbos. I found it in this sefer. Maybe you'll find it. A big, big tzaddik once told me to buy a certain sefer on Shabbos, and at that point in my life, it didn't mean very much, the sefer he told me to buy. I found my own. At a later point in my life, it meant a lot to me, and today again, that sefer doesn't talk to me so much. And I have other ways in to connect to Shabbos, to experience Shabbos, to be part of Shabbos, to ka'ech seif nayim Shabbos, to connect to Shabbos. These words of the Torah were handed to Am Yisrael, and these words are the Torah. People can say pshatim and are supposed to say pshatim. Art Scroll is fantastic. They said such beautiful Tam Chacham, the beautiful pshat in the Torah. Translation implies this is Torah. This is the Torah. If somebody writes a sefer ever saying pshat and Torah and tells you this is Torah, there's one institution, and you don't know, I don't need the guys, they know this institution, they tend to put down other, we have MS, we have a lot, they're saying what they teach is Torah, it's mamish. I fast this Asar B'Tavis, I have in mind this yeshiva, this institution, because they think they have a translation of Torah. You have a pshat, you have beautiful pshatim, and there, by the way, there are other pshatim. In our base medrash, we have a relationship to Torah, and pshatim. There's pshatim and other batim medrashas. Don't exclude another person from learning Torah. Never do that. Never do that. Never. Torah, there's a Torah that Yidden learn, and Yidden clarify, and have a chelik in Torah, and different Yidden illuminate different aspects in Torah. Each Yid's learning of Torah, engaging of Torah, brings out a tremendous R. When we exclude and say, this is the pshat, anybody else saying, don't let them say pshat, that's devastating. That's devastating. That's what the Yevanim was, that's what was this Talmai was trying to do. It was a tzimtzum. It's the etzim of Golus itself. Golus is the place where the Yid's detached from Hashem. The Yid's own journey, own understanding, own connection, that's the darkest, that's what Golus is. The translation of Torah is not like a side thing to Golus, what Yavam was trying to do. That's exactly what Golus threatens, that the person's own experience, own connection, own reading of the words, own way it's hitting him, how it's hitting him, where it's hitting him, what it's saying to him is eliminated. That's not a side point to Golus, that's Golus itself. Asara B'Teves today is one of the fast days of Golus, and this is one aspect of Golus. The distance of a Yid, not understanding that his own personal, the Torah is a Torah Schaim, a Lebedek, a Torah. that doesn't, nobody says, this is pshat and that's it. A yid studies and reads Torah, puts his holy eyes on the words of Torah, and engages and thinks through, what's Hashem saying? What is Hashem saying to me? What's being said here? And has Rebbeim, has present Rebbeim. It fascinates me, in my own lifetime, as it's very interesting that Tzadikei Hadar, what resonated by the last star, different things. People of the last star, people went to hear their shiurim, play a shiur to a guy in the yeshiva Tereza. No. And it's important and interesting, and it doesn't mean that was emes. The Torah is Hashem's Torah. And it incorporates all of us and has an oimek, a depth. And each yid connects and relates and understands and absorbs the Torah. Nobody writes a translation of Torah. Translation is the spitz of tzimtzum. And Yavam was saying, tell us your best pshat and we'll celebrate that chachma. No, we have a Torah that's out of this world from Hashem. Nobody could be mitzamtzem it like that. Nobody. Yavan, who's Chachma Sa'adam, who's the centrality of a person. A person's the center of the world. Give us your smartest man and whole safe shop. I know a yid. If you met such a type of yid, I'm curious for myself, you ever met a type of yid? And there's a tremendous, its root is Greek. We all respect Talmid Chacham tremendously. Any yid is obviously, there's a din in the Torah, you stand up. Es Hashem Lekecha. Tira, es the rabbis Talmid Chacham. Tam Chacham is to be respected from one end of the world to the other. Massive. Kavod Talmid Chacham, massive. There's a certain type of disease that I only respect Chacham. Everybody else. I met a rare person. They mock every single person. You're not the gadol. And they mock, they don't take people seriously. They only machshiv, so he's a gadol. They're not machshiv, so any guy walks into the Beis Medrash, a yid, there's an R in every single yid, a massive R. The tzaddik, by the way, gets his things from the being part of the rest of Klal Yisrael. But there's a part, Hashem says, Maisha, raid me gadluscha, go down, kishiches amcha. What you have, klum, only the godless you have is because of Klal Yisrael, is for Klal Yisrael, is a part of the people. There's an R and a light and a meaning in every person. And each person's engagement in Torah is precious and sheds light, is important, and is part of the Torah process. That there's a certain type that's very rooted in this fast today. I think about such people who only respect, like the tzad, everybody else, the guy next to you. Guys, I watch Rai Sullivan learn with Yisrael, and I see godless. I see, like, respects what Yisrael says. It moves me. Yisrael's very, so he's learning Torah. He says, like, very, it's treated seriously. It's treated. Somebody learns, engages, sees something in the Torah, experiences something in the Torah. It's a Torah Chaim given by Hashem to a people. Given by Hashem, and the Yid connects to Torah and studies it. A live Torah, a live happening. When one person hijacks the Torah, his pshat, and everybody else just sits there, wake up and have your pshat, have your story, have your presence, connect to Torah. See what it's saying, see what it means. It's well-meaning people, I'm not knocking it. Guys go to a class and a Rebbe says, an amazing idea. Oh, amazing, amazing. You have to decide, do you find it amazing? Is it amazing to him? Maybe it's not. Fine. Doesn't resonate. That's big. He can't tell you, he could say this resonates by me. I want to share something that resonates by me. I try to share things that resonate by me. And I want you to know there's a Torah, and you learn the Torah. What's hitting? What are you seeing in it? What are you absorbing in it? What's it saying to you? Greek took away this whole thing. Give us your smartest, and that's Torah. We'll put it in a museum if you want, by the way, the best pshat. The brightest, that's not what Torah is. That's the translation. That's what they're trying to say. Give us your smartest, take your wisest men, and we'll say that. That's not what we do. That's not, we have chachamim that learn Torah, that transmit Torah to us, that pass us a Torah, a lebedik a Torah that Yidden have studied and absorbed and thought. And through the Yid's learning of Torah, each of us have Isis in the Torah that we're mayor, that we light up. Each person's experience and connects to Torah and learns Torah. Shlomo and I were talking last night for a long time. We were a little bit mourning. It was very Asar B'Tevistik. We were talking about people, and the Ishbitzer, whose yard site's right near Asar B'Teves, is the Ishbitzer's yard site is so exact. It's on the eighth day, Wednesday. What?
Zion.
It's amazing that he's right before Asar B'Teves. Because the Ishbitzer was teaching that every single Yid's journey is very precious. We meet guys in Yeshiva. Shlomo and I were talking like a guy thinks like you're judging him, trying to... Yeah, there are rules. Excuse me, you can't do that in Yeshiva. Fine. But I actually want to meet you. What your story is. I want you to lean in and get your story. Understand what's happening inside of you. Understand your experiences. There's a certain protection. Just, okay, I'm good, I'm okay. Relax and dig in. I have my story, you have yours, and from that place we can connect to Torah, ultimately connect to Hashem, the giver of Torah, the creator of us all, within our story, being present to our story, that all connects and there's a beautiful meaning. And we find things in Torah and we understand Torah. And each person's story sheds light on Torah, brings out the Torah and the Yid and Torah. And the Yavan wanted to do away with this. So give us your best shot, your wisest man. That's all they have because they don't have a Torah from Hashem. It's a very limited in a human being. You have a smart man who once said a smart thing. Okay, that's nice. We have a Torah Schaim, a constant present communication. Vashem and the Yid and Hashem, the giver of Torah together with an Am Yisrael on the Yid's journey. It's a Torah Schaim. This is like Golus itself. This is the Oimek of Golus. When the Yid is distant from Hashem and doesn't chap that his own learning and his own connection to these psukim, his own understanding, his own... The ways relating to Torah matter significantly. And that's one of the Golus, one of the darknesses of Golus. That's what I believe. That's how I understand the translation. I don't think we have any translations. Never call art scroll a translation. Don't do that. It's a pshat in the Torah. I have a friend who's a baki in Targum. People think Targum's like an Aramaic translation. Targum that we have is a pshat in the Torah. I have a friend who's a baki, a shtikluch Torah on Targum. On the Targum, on the side, Targum Onglis, I have a friend who knows the entire Targum Onglis cold, and he has beautiful shtikluch Torah. And this is the Targum's a pshat in the Torah. The Targum's just like Rashi. Rashi's a pshat in the Torah. The Targum's a pshat in the Torah. He's saying pshat. He's not Torah. He is Torah. He's a pshat in Torah. And we have a history of tzaddikim bringing tremendous iris with their pshatim in Torah. You know what I mean? That he's not a he's not like saying this is Torah. So let's just study Targum and forget the chas. The words of Torah remain the Torah that was handed to Klal Yisrael, Bereishis Bara, and that each Yid learns and thinks about and contemplates. They're pshatim, and tzaddikim said pshatim that brought tremendous iris. It's a big chorban to ever say Unklus is not just a translation. He's a pshat. His targum is a pshat. It's a perish is the word I'm saying. It's a perish. It's a pshat. Every art scroll is a perish on Torah. Art scroll is a beautiful perish. It's an English work. Does a very nice job. They have big talmid chachamim, and they say a perish. Thank you, Rebbezi. That was the word. Translation is something else. Anybody is saying a perish on Torah. Guys will even say, an article says like this. It's very nice. You're not being funny. My father had a tremendous respect for Art Scroll, and like that is his people in a shiurim got Art Scroll. People would say, but Art Scroll says like this. He was like, that's so nice. That's very good. I'm saying like this. But he wanted them to know art school is not, you're not like you read the Torah, you read art school. It's, you learned by a Talmud Chacham. You're telling me I went to a different Shia and heard different. That's so nice. That's really nice. Now listen to my Shia and learn what I want to tell you. Let's start with studying a Torah. There's something about what art school says that you're doing what we're fasting for. You're putting a tzimtzum on Torah. Art school did not do this. That's not what they're doing. They're a beautiful parish in Torah and an accessible parish for Klal Yisrael, tremendous. But it's not a tzimtzum on Torah. Learn, study. In speeches, somebody asked me, I copy Reb Miller. I don't quote. Right now, I'm telling you a Hope Shana Sar B'Teves. I didn't quote anybody. Why don't I quote anybody? And it's really, it's a big inyan to quote. It says, Aymer Davar B'Shem, Aymer Mevi Hu Olam. Reb Miller didn't quote much in Torah. He didn't quote. I go to scholarly lectures and people quote, I get nauseous. I want to tell you why I don't quote much. Things I'm saying right now, I can quote. Yud, I want to tell you why I hold back. I think that this is why Reb Miller didn't quote. This is my guess. It's a big inyan to quote. You saw something somewhere, quote it, give it credit. And it's a big thing to give credit, Yehuda. I'll tell you the danger of how I see people learning. You go to a scholarly shiur, he's quoting like 55 sources, what the page, what the name. To me, it sounds like too detached. He says this, he says that, this one. What hit by me? What connected to me? What meant something to me? Especially in Shiur Nasar B'Tevis, I don't want to do that. I don't want to sit here and give you a name, because then it's like, am I learning? So it's a spectator sport, Limud HaTorah. You watch, people say about shiurim, I don't want to go to shiur. Many a guy has expressed to me, I don't want to go to shiur. I don't want to, you'd rather watch a basketball game or play a basketball game. I'd rather play than watch Lahabdil. Many people, like shiurim is like a spectator sport. He learns, you write down, my Rebbe said, what hits you? What hits you? What's being said here? I believe that Reb Miller didn't quote a lot because he didn't want it to be a scholarly pursuit that's like distant from us. He was saying what he learned, what he saw, what he connected and related, what the Torah said to him. You start quoting names, it's like a scholarly lecture, a nice lecture of Mar Mekaymus of places. So Hashem said to me, I have told the guys before, when a scholarly speech speaks like this, it sounds like Asar B'Teves to me. Did you ever hear a speech, Yehuda? A speaker will say, in the eyes of Rambam, but Rashi counters, but Ramban seems to feel. That's Mamash Asar B'Teves. We're fasting today. If the fast is hurting, that hurts. What hurts? What's bad about that, Akiv? When a guy says, in the eyes of Rambam, it's like Torah's like happened in the past. The way we view a Rishon is Hashem's talking to me. The Torah shined through the Rambam and said a pshat is Hashem talking to me. Through tzaddikim, through pure Yidden expressing, I don't view it in the eyes of Rambam. Hashem spoke to me. The Torah that resonates by me, that says something to me, when a tzaddik studies Torah, that's how Hashem hands us Torah. We don't view it in the eyes of Rambam, but Rashi. When we have like, somebody's like, counts pshatim, yes, Akasha. There are six answers to this question. It's not a scholarly counting. Each pshat was Hashem talking to me through a Rambam. This is what I'm going to bring to the world. That's what it means, Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chaim. By the way, in a certain level, it's true in this Beis Medrash. If a guy says a chiddush in the Beis Medrash, guy's being sincere, so Hashem spoke through each person in a sincere oifin. There's a bechin of this in each person learning in an honest way, in an open way, in a sincere way, saying Torah, that Hashem speaking through this yid, bringing out, being mayor, a point in Torah. That's a Torah Schaim, that's a Lebedek Torah. That's a very lively Torah. My father, Yehuda Tzvi Abadi, is here. My father had a tremendous, tremendous love of Yehuda Tzvi Abadi's Zeda, was just Nifter. My father loved him very, very much and felt that he was a tremendous Kiddush Hamayim because he's somebody who studied Torah and had opinions of what Torah was saying. And my father was very, very stark. That's such a kiddush amayim. Person studying, formulating opinions, is seeing what Hashem's saying today and coming out. He felt it was such a lebedik atar. He held it was a tremendous kiddush amayim. The opposite of asar b'tevis. The opposite, the geula, we're mourning a certain sense of a yid like doesn't have an opinion in Torah, it's just in the eyes of Rambam. Are you learning the sugya? My father showed me a maral that better to learn a sugya and say a psak. Are you right? You learned it and you studied, than to quote somebody, look it up. Study the sugya. My father learned from Rabbi Avadi and would work very hard to learn sugyas and to come out. My father had a kula that you're allowed to take a shower on the second, on Yom Tov. He had a certain kula, there are ways to do it, but he had a kula that he held stark. He would give it over every Yom Tov. I was like, funny, my father knew a lot of Torah. What are you like stuck on this, oh no, the shower shear again? He held it was a tremendous kiddush shamayim. He learned Torah, had an opinion, came out with something in a sugya, and saw. I'm watching every Shabbos in the yeshiva, Akiva studying Torah. The whole yeshiva is watching. I advise you to come to the kiddush. It's refreshing beyond. It's a yid studying Torah. I'm not saying, guys, yes, you agree, don't agree. A yid's learning Torah. What do you agree? I don't agree. You don't want to agree. I don't agree to everything. I'm also learning Torah. What I agree with is a yid to learn Torah. It's like going through the Mar Mekaymas, seeing what the sources say. That's how a yid is supposed to learn. And he's formulating opinions. He's formulating strong opinions, very well researched, well done, nailing the sugyas, and then formulating what he sees the sugyas saying. With an open mind, is it us or is it mutter? It's not about coming out lenient, strict. It's about what is Hashem saying to us. And then, like Rebbe Kiva's giving this, he comes out sometimes l'chumra, sometimes this Shabbos. I was impressed. I liked that there were chumras, because I'm not looking for chumras or kulas. What's Hashem saying? We're zeicha to a Torah chayim that a yid can learn and study and ever be present to the Dvar Hashem that goes through him, through his own experiences, in his own experiences, illuminating his own story. That's the Torah chayim that we're zeicha to. You can be real with yourself, with what's hitting. It's interesting, Rai Selvin. Youngsters, my son, I was learning last night with my son. He's fifth grade, just started Gemara. And little kids have opinions who's right. And we tend to shut them down. Abaya's like, what he's saying. And he's really right to have an opinion, by the way. It is, they're shayrish hanisham, they're deep. You know, there were big tzaddikim who connect to certain amirayim and tanayim. Now, there is a psak halacha, and there is a way to talk. You have to be careful how you talk. I think often we shut kids down, and they're really right. I was learning, it was so pleasant. I've learned Yisrael Meir lesson, and he was saying such intelligent things in a machlek sabai v'rav, and he was saying like really intelligent stuff. He's relating to the machlekes and feels certain ways, and that's true later. We stifle that. It's complicated because there's a psak. In this machlek sabai v'rav, we usually pass like Rav, we pass like Abaye, and we have an oifen a psak. But these are deep things connecting. They're big tzaddikim who connected to all the teachings of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. By the way, somebody might have a shamai. I've seen shamai neshamas. And the person will tend to see things like every machlek a shamai will see like shamai. It's good to mark on yourself what you see, by the way. When you learn a machlekes, do you see it like a Bible of it? There's what to learn from that, by the way. It's a good question. How do you see it? And you should learn like that. It's a much more present way. The way the little, there's something very present than a mechaya. We like crush it out of kids. And it's a little bit confusing. It's actually gishmak. It's very pure to learn. It's very gishmak.
The worksheets.
I'm sorry?
Before the worksheets.
Right.
You get like 6 months to learn like that.
It's so refreshing. It's like in the Shema open. I'm very moved. It's helping me. It's helping me. I'm like learning again. It's so alive. It's a mechayyud. I relish this. He's like learning and having. He's so alive with what's hitting him. Things are really hitting him. He's like absorbing it. Rava, and it's fascinating. And by the way, it's a window into somebody's neshama. These are real windows. He's absorbing Torah. Hashem's saying something. He's like really thinking it, coming back. Tati's like trying to like connect, relate. It's a Torah's Chaim. Hashem's talking to us. Be alive. Be present. The fast of today is a choshech of galus, a tzimtzum of a person feeling something's, it's like putting in a museum. Over the years, the goyim have wanted to take Torah and take things we have. A guy just told me, a bachur in yeshiva, there's a famous picture of a yid, who was just telling me in the yeshiva this week, he showed me the picture, there's a yid like reading a Torah, and in the background is a swastika. He told me it's in somebody's family and they wanted the Torah into a museum, and they offered the yid like a crazy amount of money for the Torah. It's like a famous iconic picture, and the yid said, my Torah will never go to a museum. We learned from this Torah. It will never go to a museum. They always want to take things we have and take it from being a Torah's Chaim. And the challenge of Golos is to be ever present. We're with Hashem. We're with Hashem's Torah and ever present to the Torah.
Was that Yavon's motive?
They're human. They don't connect to out of this world. So we have a Torah that's out of this world. Lashkichim Torah Secha. They don't want something that's out of this world. They want something that's very in it. Give me your smartest sage and this is what it is. Stop. We don't have that. We have a Torah Chaim that we can connect to the Ein Sof. Each person, it's limitless. So we have something deeper out of this world. Yes. This is what I wanted to share with the Chevra. Anasar B'Teves. I want to give a tefillah to Hashem that all of us should really like dig into our own journeys. Dig into Torah. Learn it. Study. Let it shine a light on you and let you shine a light on it. The yid ever processing Torah. I love at the siyum on the Masechta Yehuda. I love the words we say. We say hadran alach v'hadra halan. You're going to come to me. I'm going to come to you. We have like this mutual relationship to Torah. In a chassidish pshat that I've seen in Svarim is your beauty's on me. Hadra hadar is beautiful. The beauty of Torah is on me, and my beauty's on you. We bond the Torah and the yid and Torah, the yid who's studied, who's learned, who's formed an opinion in an emistic way. Your beauty's on me and my beauty's on you. Yisrael v'irai sechadu. The Torah's Chaim that's ever alive, ever talking to the yid. Nobody could take that away from a yid. And a yid sits and learns and connects to Torah and it resonates the Torah, and he sheds light on Torah, and Torah shed lights on him. That hadran alon and hadra halon of the Torah, that the yavan sin, that galus can sometimes threaten. This is the way an aspect of Asar B'Tevis that I wanted to share with the Chevra. The brach and the tefillah. Reb Nachman says that all your learning should become a tefillah. And my brachas, we should be zeichet to all experience a Torah's Chaim, a very lebedek Torah that's ever relevant to us, ever negeya. You have to trust, if you're not present to your own experience, I don't know how you could have a Torah's Chaim. But Shlomo and I were talking last night, if a person's own experience is just like closed off, then you come to a shir and you try to say a svara the Rebbe will like, you try to be mechavin. Why are you trying to be mechavin to anybody? Say your pshat. It's funny, sometimes you say a pshat and somebody tells you it's a gemara somewhere, it's a taisvis. That's the best thing in the world. Don't be worried to be mechavin to a gemara, to be mechavin to taisvis. Don't be worried about that. Really learn, really absorb, really connect, really say what's hitting you in the Torah. So that's what I want to be mispallel, that Hashem should give us the gula. This is a gula pratis, kol echad ve'echad, really absorbing and connecting to Hashem's Torah, Torah's Chaim, a live Torah. What time is it? Because we did call mincha. Did I go way after? Not bad. You said 1:15, right, Brownstein? 1 o'clock, he says.
Who's getting married?
Shlomo, does it make sense? You would make a fast on such an occurrence if people.
Yeah.
What song are you feeling, Shimmy? Shimon, what song are you feeling? What's resonating?
Yeah, sure.
What'd you say? Let's do that. Let's do that. Bani bechas decho, bechas decho, bata wohti, bani bechas decho,
listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.